I'm John Berman, in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. Bracing to defend Baghdad, the ordinary people now joining up. Also, Bo Bergdahl's journey, relearning even the tiniest details of how to live outside captivity. Let's get started. We begin, though, with late developments out of Iraq and two numbers that really got our attention. 1,000,003. 1,000,000 is how many Iraqi men, women, and children have been forced from their homes by this war. 1,000,000 people now on the move or on the run. 3 refers to 3 recruits on a new propaganda video from the ISIS Sunni militants, young men who are not from the region at all, they're from the United Kingdom.
This is a message to the brothers who stayed behind. Wallahi, ikhwa, you need to ask yourselves what prevents you from coming to the land of Izzah. What prevents you from joining the ranks of the Mujahideen, those that spill their blood to raise the raya of La ilaha illallah, to raise the raya of Tawheed? What prevents you from attaining martyrdom and the pleasure of your Lord?
Now, 2 of the 3 are reportedly brothers from Wales. Impossible to know how many other Westerners, if any, have joined ISIS. We do know that a very big call was renewed today from Iraq's top Shiite cleric, asking Iraqis of all faiths to unite against the threat. They will be getting help shortly from American military advisors who we have learned will initially be drawn from troops already stationed at the U.S. Embassy. President Obama, though, telling New Day's Kate Baldwin that the only true solution to this crisis will be a political one.
Part of the task now is to see whether Iraqi leaders are prepared to rise above sectarian motivations, come together, compromise. If they can't, there's not going to be a military solution to this problem. There's no amount of American firepower that's going to be able to hold the country together. And I made that very clear to Mr. Maliki and all the other leadership inside of Iraq.
No amount of American firepower that will be able to hold this country together. That was President Obama just a short time ago. There is a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to start with Nick Robertson, who joins us tonight live from Baghdad. Nick, what's the latest?
Well, the latest really has to be the statement that we heard during Friday prayers from a spokesman for representing the top Shia cleric in the country, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He said that the politicians in the country now needed to quickly form a new government that could appeal to all Iraqis and give all Iraqis a good future. And he said it should be a government that doesn't repeat the mistakes of the past. That was a very veiled threat, if you will, warning to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. It is time for him to step down. Mistakes of the past. Essentially, this cleric getting into politics, which he doesn't do often. He has very big appeal here. Millions of people listen to him today, and he's telling the Prime Minister, time to step down. That's new, John.
It is new. You know, President Obama has done everything just short of saying that Maliki should go, but this statement from Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani carries much more weight inside that country. Let's talk about this other side, this ISIS recruitment video. Remarkable to look at. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, they're really amping up and taking amping up their propaganda and trying to create a buzz. A million or all eyes on ISIS is one of the sort of hashtags that they're going by. They want to get 1 billion hits on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever they can. They're trying to use this sort of time in the headlines here as they've had for the past couple of weeks, like they've never really had before, trying to springboard off that with a recruitment campaign, getting English speakers, French speakers to really appeal to a Western and international audience because they want to recruit more young people. Remember, these young jihadists that come from Europe and other places are often some of their sort of shock troops, if you will, the young guys who go out, do suicide bombings, and really sort of create and blaze the trail for the other fighters to follow on behind. They want more people like that, John.